With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
This summer, own your style with Macy's. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has all that you need.
Shop brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Macy's has all of your summer must-haves. Summer dresses, matched sets, volume sleeve tops, espadrilles, wedges, straw-crafted bags, bathing suits, and so much more.
Oh my gosh, the free-for-all. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Joy, this was a huge episode.
You think so?
I thought so. I was exhausted. You know, I had to stop this episode multiple times because my best friend made me lunch and I was just really absorbed in eating this chili. And I was like, I'm not paying attention here. Like, I felt like I was on a fucking journey.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. I think here's what my problem was with this episode. All the pieces were there. I felt like, yeah, it was the biggest episode. There was a lot that happened. But all the pieces felt super disjointed to me. Like, I don't know why Brooke's journey with baby Angie ended in, like, act one.
Yeah. She's fine.
Yeah. Like, that should have been part of the big cliffhanger at the ending or something, you know, the relief at the ending. The Peyton Lucas thing I thought played out pretty well. But also the basketball stuff didn't start until, like, act three. So
yeah.
It was just strange. I felt like I kind of wish everything had been going on at the same time. It would have felt like it balanced it out a little bit more to me. So I don't know. My notes say this ep is so melodramatic.
Maybe that's why I needed to take a chili break. I was like, sorry guys, I got a dip for a second, regroup.
I'm also like, I think I'm just on the edge of my seat now waiting for the dog in the heart, because now that we've entered heart transplant territory, every time I see Dan and he's in the hospital, I'm like, it's happening now.
Same. Like, I really? Thought for sure when Brooke and Lucas were sitting in the hospital, I was like, is it now? Is it now? Oh, God, we're going to get to the... No, it's not.
Not yet. That shit they're going to draw out forever.
But all of this took place over the course of 18 hours. Yeah. Which is, you know, they announced that at the beginning. And it's just, I love that it's a montage of everyone behaving badly.
Yeah. And the freeze frame.
Look how awful we all are.
Yeah. I know, so strange. The really good one was Deb in front of the computer. Like that really, that was a really good teaser.
Yeah, because, okay, so here's the thing that just keeps creeping up into my brain space when we watch specifically Deb. Not so much Moira, you know, like Karen always seemed like an adult and I don't feel like an adult. But when I watch Deb... She was supposed to have Nathan at 18 years old. And yeah. These kids are 22 now. And so Deb, in this narrative, is younger than we are.
Wait, what?
She's 40.
I know.
You just blew my mind. Oh, and it's like, no. Did we show our titties to people at 40?
I mean...
My husband saw my boobs all the time.
Yeah, definitely people saw my boobs when I was 40. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So... It just changes the perspective in a way that I think is hard to swallow, but also like good on her for not falling into like stereotypical mom zone.
Yeah. I mean, that is something I really love about Deb. If we're going to like, yeah, let's start with them. Like that's something I really love about Deb is she's always been very self-aware and willing to take risks, even when she was, you know, going through a really rough patch and she was in rehab and all of the, you know, trying to experiment with painkillers and all this stuff. And Barbara's just such an amazing actress. But I do feel like Deb has a consistent streak where she's always walking that fine line. Like she wants to be wild and still be responsible, but she's willing to push it and push the limits, which I admire. I think that's pretty cool.
Hey, we were so excited about Deb's boobs that we forgot to read the synopsis, Joy.
Oh, my God.
our producer just came into the chat and was like, you guys, grow up.
Barbara's boobs. I can't think about anything else. With the chapstick, Barbara's boobs. Now I know that there's chapstick in there all the time.
Oh, genius.
Okay, go ahead. Right, read the synopsis. What does it say?
Listen, season 5, episode 17, Hate is Safer Than Love. Air date was May 12th, 2008. All right, so Lucas is crushed by the news that Lindsay is dating someone else, and he takes his anger out in the wrong way.
Jeez, does he ever.
Brooke's baby, Angie. Is it Brooke's baby?
Foster baby.
Yeah. She undergoes emergency surgery. Haley wrestles with her decision to record a new album. I really am interested in that storyline. Nathan is trying to get back into basketball shape. Antoine meets up with a woman he met on the internet. And Lucas stuns Peyton with a hateful confession. God, this episode had it all, even as disjointed as it was.
It was packed.
Okay, so let's go back to Barb. Now that we got our business out of the way. Yes, there is a playfulness there. And one of the things that I think is a theme in this episode is that notion that of psychology where it's like everyone goes through trauma or like a big life-changing event at a certain age, and then you're kind of stuck at that age forever. Mm. And the things that stood out to me here was that Barbara will always be 18 years old. Because that's the year that she got accidentally pregnant.
Great.
When I say Barbara, I mean Deb.
Yeah.
Deb is always going to be 18 years old. Just that co-ed, frisky little animal.
Yeah. Yeah, because she tried. Like, you can see how hard she tried in the first few seasons. How hard she tried to be the responsible Southern mother. What everybody expected her to be. The perfect soccer mom or basketball mom in this case. But yes, you nailed it.
And Lucas is always going to be a 16-year-old boy because the faces he makes when he's going through this Lindsay journey,
yes.
Just like the heartbreak and the hope and the, she can't do this. Total 16-year-old boy. We've watched him do it for multiple seasons now.
Yeah.
But then the real twist for me was Dan Scott in this episode, who got down on Jamie's level and was a 4 or 5-year-old little kid that didn't get the hugs he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And throws really awful temper tantrums.
Yeah.
And has never evolved past that point.
That's it.
And it's just, yeah, everybody's trapped at a certain age.
And that's why he's so desperate for everyone's approval all the time.
Mm-hmm. Thinks he can get away with stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of magical thinking with Dan Scott, like with children, where it's like, I can make this disappear.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's why, probably why he gets on with Jamie so well too. And Jamie senses that camaraderie, because I would never think of Dan Scott as playful or like great with kids. And yet there is that part of him that's actually where he's arrested. That's so interesting.
Paul lights up when he's with that kid.
He really does. I was going to say Lucas. Well, what was interesting about what you said about Lucas is I really felt that in the moment when he took the call from Lindsay at halftime.
Girl.
Like that really, I was like, what grown man does not know to like, you don't take that call in the middle of a game. There's no way you pick up that phone. I know you're waiting for her, but like if it's bad news, you got to know that.
Not worth it. Here was my thinking is like, you know, having played the woman who loved him and would have done anything for him. What a bitch move, right? Like she's been with him for years. She knows what his basketball schedule is.
Yeah. I thought the same thing too.
She knows it's like Friday night. It's like 7-ish.
Yeah.
She knows he's in a game. She was hoping he didn't have his phone in front of him and that he wouldn't answer. She was trying to leave a voicemail.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. It's like the person that's like, I left the message at 6:30 in the morning.
Right. Whatever. When you were sleeping. I didn't think she was trying to leave a message, although I do think you're right about that now. But I did think it was strange that she went ahead and told him in the middle of the game that he told her, like, we're at halftime in the middle of a game. Like, why doesn't she just go, yay, listen, I'm going to call you right back. I'll call you back.
Let me get back to you.
Call me when you're done. Oh,
God, it was such a dick move.
I didn't like it.
Well, and it makes you wonder, you know, like we like to be graceful about the age of these characters. Like we have criticized Lucas, we've criticized Nathan, we've criticized our own characters. And then like with the disclaimer, they're 22 years old. They're awful. Yeah. I was awful at 22 years old. And me Lindsay too. Is also like 22 years old. Maybe she's just so sick of being toyed with that she had a dirty martini and was like, I'm going to call him. I'm just going to call him and tell him.
Right in the middle of the game. Yeah, that was rough. Well, before that happened, I really liked seeing Lucas really in his element. I know he's a writer and that's the whole story, but I gotta say, like, I really love him as a basketball coach. I feel like he is so hits his stride. He's so great with the players. I mean, obviously he has some learning to do, but I thought that was really fun to see because I don't know that I've seen... We've seen little moments of it, but we haven't watched it for that long. It was a good stretch. I felt like that was about 10 minutes of just basketball.
I put huge exclamation marks on here, back to basketball. I loved that we were back in the game. And one of my favorite moments of this whole episode is when the other coach and Lucas are kind of like talking shit to each other. And now that my kid is older and I'm going to see games and stuff, there is a playfulness to like kids coaches where they're having just as much fun as the kids.
Yeah.
Getting spicy. And I really, really loved that the other coach was like, y'all are going to get tired. You can't keep this up. And then Lucas says, subs. And normally it's like one or two.
Yeah.
But Lucas replaces like the entire team.
Whole team.
And the guy goes, what is this, hockey? And I loved it. I love that notion that you don't have to play the game like you're expected to. Yes. And you can be really creative with it and stay within the rules. But
I love that too. I want to see more of that. But poor Quentin just huffing and puffing and like rushing through. Man,
they turned that up to 11.
11.
Like Lucas got that phone call from Lindsay, all of a sudden he was Joan Collins. Like, no one hang us.
Yeah.
Those poor children were like, no more, Coach Scott, no more.
Oh, man. And why didn't Nathan jump in? And why didn't Skills? I mean, they tried, but it was such a half-assed effort. And I feel like as co-coaches, I mean, Luke isn't the coach, right? Isn't he a co-coach with Skills?
All I know is that... I loved it so much because he goes, all right, they all say Ravens on three. And he says, no, Bear Creek sucks. He makes the children yell, Bear Creek sucks.
That's so sad.
That is not Lucas Scott. No. We need to defend him.
No. And then what the hell other coach is, who are these Bear Creek people where the coach is like, yeah, break that kid's arm. What the hell kind of a high school game? You're going to ruin somebody's entire future for,
yes,
because you're down? I don't know. Is that real? Does that happen a lot? And I just don't know about it. I don't know a lot about high school sports, I guess.
I do. I think that there's always like that asshole coach. Like I've seen them because I went to a really, really, really competitive sports high school.
Yeah.
And I think that there were certain players on our team that other teams, you would see them like go for them, really target
them. Wow.
And I'm sure we did the same thing to other schools, you know, but it's never the head coach. The head coach is always this figurehead that's like wholesome and above reproach. It's always like the offensive coach, you know, or like the person that specializes in defense. It's like, yeah, you get in there and you take the ankle out.
Oh, awful.
It's not, the head coach is the one that has to like smile for the cameras. It wouldn't have been Lucas. It would have been like a special teams coach or like, are there special teams in basketball? That's a football thing.
I don't know.
You're sports. But I love that this 3-point strategy that Jamie came up with is so effective.
Yes. Isn't that so fun? I love that they involved him in that.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah. I would like to watch a whole basketball game like that, like a real one.
Because even once you figure out the trick of it, mm-hmm, right? Where you're like, all they're doing is shooting 3-pointers.
Yeah.
If anyone can shoot, it's like impossible to guard. And so it just, you have to be all over the court instead of kind of bunched up in the middle or like right under the net. You have to be everywhere at once and it's impossible.
Did you watch Ted Lasso?
No.
That was one of the things they did on the show. They broke up the strategy and it was almost identical to that. Like
anybody can shoot, so there's
no way to guard. So it's anybody's ball at any moment.
In football, we called it it was a single wing offense where the entire team could be a receiver, which meant like they would throw it to like the kicker sometimes. They would throw the ball to like a big, huge offensive lineman would carry the ball for a while. And so the other teams were so confused. They were like, what is Parkview doing? Like, you don't pass the ball to the guy that's 400 pounds and can't run. And we were like, yes, you do.
Yes, you do. Why don't we do that more? Like, why don't they do that more in sports? It feels like it would be the most fun way to play.
Just tricking people?
Tricking people. Yeah, and you never quite know what to expect. Like, I get the idea of laying out a strategy and doing a play. And maybe it's sort of like what we do and when we rehearse, like a blocking rehearsal. You have a general sense of where you're going to go. And I could see why it might feel a bit like pandemonium if anybody can do anything. But, I mean, there's still rules. But if the whole team is working really well together and really in sync, I could see that would be really fun. We should.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, that's how we'll do our next rehearsal. We'll just, anybody can say the lines.
Right.
Like, you don't necessarily have to say the lines. Anybody can say the lines.
You can walk anywhere you want. It will just be like a play.
Uh-huh.
Anybody can say the lines. That's great.
Okay. So, at the beginning of the episode, hold on. I'm going back. I made extensive notes here. So, the whole Brooke thing at the hospital, is it wrong of me to be a little butt hurt that Peyton gets up, takes Brooke to the hospital, is sitting with her, but then the second Lucas gets there, Brooke's like, get lost. Like, I'm sure Peyton would have loved to sit there with Lucas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Was she giving you permission to leave because she knew it was awkward for you?
It wasn't awkward for Peyton. Peyton would love to hang out with Peyton Lucas and have an excuse. But then when Brooke says in front of Lucas, like, you can go, if Peyton's like, dude,
would you stay? Trying to help me out, man.
Yeah. No, listen, we can all like reminisce together. Let's just sit here.
I'll stay, man. I'm going to stay right here.
I didn't love it.
Oh, man, I can't tell you how many times I have been, I get this little notification pop up. It tells me that I've subscribed to something that I don't know even what it is. And it's like, oh, $39.99 or $62.45 annually is coming up. Do you want it? And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
I have no idea.
There's too many things going on in my day. When am I going to have time to go dig through all these files and figure out what's what? I need help. And I think we figured out the way. Rocket Money, it's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with just a few taps.
Yeah, I love how the dashboard just shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget, and it keeps my spending on track.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. So cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/queens.
That's rocketmoney.com/queens. rocketmoney.com/queens.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give them some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows.
It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Well, Peyton had some stuff to do, though. She had to go take care of her big recording day with Haley, and Mia shows up, and that's fun. Nice to see little Katie again.
The commercials that we did this episode.
Full on commercials. It's great. I mean, hey, like at least it's a worthy cause.
Well, between Rock the Vote and then, hold on, wrote it down here.
Oh, yeah, it was
the
sponsor,
Starburst Thursday night concert series at Six Flags.
There you go.
So that's, gosh, 2 heavy hitters in there, man. Yeah. And I remember it being this thing of like, why don't you just improvise and tell us what your favorite Starburst color is?
Oh, really? They asked you that?
Yeah.
You're like, if it's not in the script, I'm not saying it. Quit asking me.
Yeah, give me my money. Whatever, man. I guess they were maybe they really were sponsoring Kate's tour.
Seems like that's reasonable. Was Kate on tour at that moment, though?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I remember wearing this outfit. I remember filming the water balloon stuff with you.
Yeah, I remember that too.
No other part of this.
Yeah.
No other part.
But I'll tell you what, all of our makeup looked really good in this episode. Did you notice that?
Do you know what I noticed is how like fresh and pale we all were. remember in the early aughts when we could be so pale and it wasn't a vampire show? We just didn't understand contour or bronzing or any of that mess. Yeah.
That's right.
Just
that was pre-Kardashian, like before they were teaching everyone about drawing on your face.
I don't know. We were translucent. It was glorious.
Yeah, but really lovely. Like, what's wrong with that?
No, I was into it. I liked it. It's so funny when you look at the trends from now and then.
Yeah.
And you see like young kids look super, super adult. And like on Disney shows and Nickelodeon shows and stuff like that, you're like, wow, you look 40 and you're 14. That's crazy. I feel like looking back on these shows, we did look age appropriate.
Absolutely. That was, I think, such a part of the character of the show, the town, the realism of the life that we were living. But yeah, you're right. It is funny. Maria went to school today and they had like character day. So you dress up like your favorite character. So she decided to go as Rory Gilmore.
And oh my God.
So cute, right? And so we're looking through and she's like, we're kind of scrambling this morning to get it together. She's like, Mom, do you have a Henley? I'm like, a Henley? Wait, well, I literally don't even remember what that is. And she's showing me these, it's a long or short sleeve shirt. It's like usually tight or ribbed and it has those three, it's kind of like this and it's got 3 buttons at the top.
Yeah, like a thermal?
Yeah, like a thermal, but with like the 3 buttons on the top. Apparently that's called a Henley. I feel super out of touch, but it's back in trend now. And she's like, Mom, don't you have one? Because you're from all your old clothes. I was like, oh my gosh, I do not. She ended up in a sweater and jeans and Converse and I made her a mug that I tried to draw the Luke's logo on it and then handed her Crime and Punishment to walk out the door. And she looked at both of them and was like, I don't want your props.
Oh, that's such a Lorelai thing of you
I
to
don't
do.
Want your props.
It's just like drawing a post-it note real fast.
Here's a coffee cup. It says Luke's. There you go.
Boom. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. The trends really have come back. And in fact, I know we see a lot of the kids who have done all this high contour and all the makeup trends on TikTok and everything. But I think the natural look is coming back. All that highfalutin stuff is mellowing out. And I see a lot of Maria and her friends, a lot
all
more
the cartoon
mellow
makeup.
Yeah, it's a lot more mellow makeup. So it'll come back around. I'm sure the vampire paleness will come back too.
Listen, and like the super like matte, like just powder me.
Powder.
Just love it.
I loved our makeup though.
You know who looked very good in this episode? We have to talk about this. Is the doctor.
Okay, excuse me. Yes, major chemistry with Brooke. Where did he go? I was dying for that storyline.
Same. Hard same. Like, can we please find out that actor's name? We should probably talk about him.
Yeah, we should. I'll look it up.
He was American Andy, right?
100%, 1,000%.
American yes. Andy, which is likable.
Chris Beadham.
Okay, Chris Beadham. What the hell else has Chris Beadham been doing these days? Come on, Chris Beadham.
Chris, why didn't you stay on our show and make us all so happy?
He was so dialed in. And what I really loved about this performance between Sophia and him was that there was no wink, wink, like, hey, we're flirting over the baby.
No. And I loved that he wouldn't give her his first name in that moment. Mm-hmm. At first, I was like, oh, why aren't you what's wrong with you? Why don't you tell her? But it actually felt really great. I agree. Just needed to keep it professional.
That's it. He was like the first person that remained professional with her.
Yeah.
Like, think about like the English teacher she hooked up with and then like, who else she hook up with? That was totally unprofessional.
That's right. It was like everybody was always looking out for they just couldn't resist her. But what a gross placed position to be in where you feel like no man can ever resist you no matter what. They've got integrity until they meet you. Like, gross. That's just that's such a unsafe place to live in emotionally.
Well, he hasn't aged a day. I'm looking
not at all.
He
this
was
guy is
inside
so handsome.
Amy Schumer. Law and Order, SVU. Mm-hmm. He did 3 episodes.
Black Hawk Down, Mr. Popper's Penguins.
He was on Bull, Blind Spot. He's got to be New York based here because he's doing all the New York shows. All right, Chris Beadham.
Yeah, Pan Am. Oh, that makes sense.
He was in The Following.
Yeah, I really.
Great actor.
And I love that he kept it professional and was so caring of him to really look out for Brooke's best interests.
Yeah. Can you imagine a doctor hitting on you and then taking away a baby that he had to do surgery on?
No. And then what if the surgery doesn't go well? It's like, what were you sitting there thinking about me? Did you get distracted? Like, what? I don't understand. Why are you're flirting with me before you do a surgery on this child? Gross.
He was above board. So handsome. I can't understand why we didn't keep that storyline going. But I did notice the Lucas cock blocking that went down.
I noticed that too. Like, and what is he doing? Why was he interfering? Why?
Yeah, he showed up with that coffee and I was like, abort, abort.
I think he's in the next episode. It says he did 3 episodes. And we've only seen him in 2, right? When he met with her.
No, we've seen him in 3.
No.
Because they met the first time.
Yeah, in his office.
And then they've talked a second time. Because we're all like, does this guy stay? I think so. Oh, I don't know. You guys, I just think he's.
I don't know.
He was really wonderful. And like Lucas is asking, he's like, what's going on with you and Owen? You know?
Oh, he is in the next episode. Oh, good. Okay, so we'll see it. We'll see something happen there. It has to. He's married. Maybe he's married.
Oh, that's always a bum out.
Right? I bet he's married.
I bet he is. Someone was like, I'm gonna marry a surgeon.
That's right.
But he would have been a great match for Brooke because he's got a job where he is her equal, but does not give a shit about like the fame part of
he's
it.
He's not intimidated by her.
Uh-uh.
So caring. Uh-uh. Man, I really feel like we missed out on that. If we couldn't have a Brooke and Uncle Cooper storyline, can I please at least have Brooke and Dr. Copeland?
They take away all the people that are like real viable options. But the conversation with Luke and Brooke, where they're sitting there and they're, you know, she's asking about Lindsay and he's like, and she says, she's going to call. She's going to call. She will. And then Luke asks about Owen and obviously nothing's going on there. But Luke, his comment about Lindsay. What was it? He said, I'll be okay for a little while longer. When Brooke said she'll be in touch. This whole thing leading up to the Lindsay news.
I'll be okay for a little while longer. Or like I can keep holding out until she.
Yeah, Brooke's crying. And she says, I never told Angie that I loved her.
Right.
And then they're like, okay, well now let's, we said the word love. Let's talk about our love lives.
Yeah.
And she talks about Owen. She's like, what about Lindsay? Luke says, I haven't talked to her in 1 week. It's been 1 week that I have not heard from her. And he says, I'll be okay for a little while longer. And I was like, but what does that mean? Like, maybe I'm being sensitive because all of the, like, Peyton wants him so bad. And he really wants to be with Lindsay. And I'm starting to feel like a consolation prize at this point. Like, I said that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you did.
And now it really feels like that. Like, oh, he really is exhausting every tool in his kit to like try to get Lindsay back. And only when all hope is lost is he like, fine, Peyton.
Does Lindsay ever come back?
I hope so. She's fine.
I can't remember if she came back and like, and he still, then he chose Peyton or if that was ever, that sucks. I mean, Lucas was rough for me in this episode and watching him. First of all, when you walked into Trick and he was passed out, you in the shadows, I thought you were Michaela. The way that that was shot, briefly, there was a brief moment where I went, oh my God, Lindsay came back. And then you walked out and it was you. And, you know, there she is. She's picking him up. She's taking him home, taking care of him, being a friend. And he says, I hate you. You ruined my life. You're ruining my life.
The whole speech that Mia gives, the guys are honest when they're drunk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this happened in real life on the show.
What do you mean in real life on the show?
An actor who shall remain nameless. I ran into in town at a bar and they were ham boned. And I walked in and they were like, what are you doing here? No one even likes you. And like went off on me. And I was like, what? Like, nobody likes you. And I was like, okay, all right. And it was like, you need to leave. And so I left. And then the next day I got a phone call. And it was this person saying, I don't remember what I said to you, but I woke up this morning and I remember your face. And I said something so horrible to you.
What?
And I'm so sorry. And I don't remember what I said, but I didn't mean it.
Aww.
And it was such a weird, like, sweet, awful interaction.
Yeah.
It still does to this day. It haunts me because I'm like, that was the real reaction. Do boys tell the truth when they're drunk? I don't know.
I think everybody tells the truth of what they're feeling in that exact moment. I don't know that the truth is actually the actual truth. I think it's just the truth of my feelings right now.
Yeah. I mean, look, I know who I am when I walk into a bar. Maybe not everybody's pumped for that energy. It's like, cool, cool. At least you were straight up about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aggressive.
Yeah. But then when this was in the script, I was like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's...
Is this a reference to that?
Did you tell anybody about it? Like, how did that end up getting into...
Yeah, people knew about it.
Okay, so yeah, maybe they...
But that's not... I mean, look, life's one big coink-a-dink. It could just be totally random. Maybe this is something that boys do all the time, is get ham-boned and say mean things to girls. But I remember playing that scene, and that's what I was thinking about when Peyton reacted to Lucas.
It was a good reaction. That turn at the door and the just... What? That was so innocent and sweet, like... You couldn't possibly have just said that to me. Broke my heart.
He did. He meant it so much.
Why do you think he said that? Is it like, it's really that I love you?
I don't know. I didn't love that Peyton was like stroking his hair and stuff. Like if the tables had been turned and a boy was like stroking a passed out drunk chick's hair and then kissing her on the head and stuff, we'd be like,
I don't know. If it's a friend, it's like you care about somebody and you're just like...
But they're not friends. Like if it was Brooke, I would understand it.
They're still friends. They have such a long history. She cares about him. It felt totally just genuine and loving and not creepy at all to me.
Really? Because I thought Payne was being a total creep.
No,
just
not
like,
at all.
I can't have you in real life, so I'll wait till you're passed out and then I will pet you.
Gross. No, they have a long history. For me, it felt totally natural. They've known each other for so long. They've been through so much together. When you see somebody that you've been through a lot with, regardless of the status of your relationship at that moment, and you see them in a bad place, of course, you reach out and you give them a hug. You stroke their hair and like, I love you.
I can see Lucas waking up. Why are you touching me?
What? I hate you. You ruined my life.
Why are you touching me? No, I want shit to work out for Peyton and Lucas. I just wish it. I don't know how it's going to be justified. Like, I don't know how it's not.
Consolation prize.
Second pickings.
Yeah. I hope that they address that. I hope Peyton actually really addresses that. Do you remember ever having conversations with the writers about that?
No, I like seriously right now, all these years later, I'm just a viewer at this point because I don't remember how we get there. And I remember being really excited about getting there and like Peyton and Lucas finally getting together. Because I'm all for it. I just don't know what the stepping stones are. I'm still trying to figure it out and I can't. Nothing. I got nothing,
Yikes.
Folks. Especially not after that.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I think this is such a brilliant invention, and I wish somebody had come up with it earlier, but I'm glad we have it now. You know, I've been doing theater since I was a little kid. My mom has all these videotapes of me and all these productions, and then we also have all of our family movies and all of the family photo albums and all of the everything that just takes up so much space. And I'm so grateful that Legacy Box created this whole platform to be able to condense these amazing memories down into something that's actually tangible and easy to access.
Well, and with Mother's Day fast approaching, it is a great gift for the whole family. So you can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. You can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time.
Guys, the process is so easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And their team professionally digitizes everything by hand. In the USA, you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. It's so easy.
Yeah. I mean, again, the VHSs, my new project is that I found Jeffrey's big, huge storage containers of VHS. And he was making TV shows in the late 80s, early 90s that I never got to see. This so is good. My chance. So
all of his pilots that never aired,
girl,
right?
I love those old beta tapes.
Yes.
So you guys can do this too. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. That's legacybox.com/drama.
Nothing is more fun for me than decorating, whether it's like I've moved, I have to go on location somewhere, or my friends are moving. I just want to design people's houses. It's happy. And you know, like a place goes from just being, you know, like a box you live in to a home.
Only Wayfair has everything you need to bring that vision to life. I can attest to this personally. I've am on this site all the time finding amazing things for my home. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home from sofas and beds to dining sets and decor. No matter your style or budget, there is a Wayfairhood in every zip code, brought to life by everyone who makes their home truly their own with Wayfair.
A huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. Everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedroom, and more. Wayfair makes it easy with fast and free shipping, even on the big stuff, and they'll even help you set it up.
Every style is welcome in the Wayfairhood. Visit Wayfair.com or get the Wayfair mobile app. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair. Every style, every home.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
I want to talk about Haley. This storyline felt the realest to me. Like, Haley hearing Mia talk about, I couldn't possibly have commitments in my life like a husband or a kid or even a boyfriend or a cat, you know? That sting felt real.
It did. It is a very real thing. When you watch musicians go on the road and the way that their lives are, it's legitimately, we look at like our transpo guys, you know, first in, last out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's that schedule, but more, because you actually don't get to go home at the end of the night at all. There's no, you're just on a bus and hopefully you go back and see your family. I mean, unless you're a massive superstar and then you can afford to have a family bus and then a crew bus and then a musician bus. Most people on tour are not in that. They're lucky if they get a bus for everything.
Yeah.
It's usually you're in a van or it's Sprinter van or something. Yeah, self-driving, things like that. And Haley was not famous enough to be able to have a tour bus. So that would have been really, really rough. And I think it's really wise of her to be making this consideration, thinking about what's going to happen next.
Just the thought of like, cool, I'm making an album, but to what end?
Yeah.
Like, can I even promote it? Am I wasting money and resources?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate it for her because she's only 4 years older than Mia, but just a totally different lifetime.
Yes.
And seeing how much fun Mia's having probably hurts a little bit too. Oh, I didn't love that.
Yeah, I know. I feel for Haley. She's got a lot of potential. She's got a lot of talents. And she has so much in her life, and she's holding so much, and she's holding space for so many people, and just trying to figure out, like, who am I? Where do I belong? What do I do? I know we're all kind of trying to figure that out, but when I look at, like, Peyton has a really clear vision for her future and what she wants, it seems like, with the record label. And not everything's figured out, but she seems very focused on a direction. Brooke is the same way. Brooke is a little bit more ADD about it. Like, I want to do this. I want to do this now. I want to do this. But, you know, she knows how to succeed at all of it, much like Sophia. So it's fun to watch her go through those experiences. Yeah, Luke with the writing and basketball. Nathan, I guess, is a little more aimless, but he's finding his way. Yeah, Haley's just kind of like, I don't know where to plant my feet. What is it? What am I supposed to do?
Did any of it feel triggering, though? Like, I mean, there are certain conversations that we had in that red bedroom office space that, like, there's one that Peyton and Mia have that I felt really not triggered by, but just it was a little on the nose. For you, like, you'd done the tour thing.
you'd done the music thing, and then you just recently like gotten married, and you were really committed to being supportive yeah. of your relationship and of your home, and you had a baby like not long after this. Did you feel like they were kind of like targeting your life choices?
I don't think I felt that at the time. I think looking back now, watching this, it definitely has a strong mirror to that. Mm-hmm. And it makes, I mean, we certainly know that that was a habit in the writer's room of let's just write for what's going on in their personal lives so that yeah. nobody has to do any acting. I don't understand why that was necessary.
Did they think we couldn't do it?
I think they just didn't want to be creative. Not all of them, but some. But it is interesting for me to watch Haley now. You know how, okay, have you ever heard this? The things that piss you off the most about other people are the things that are actually your deepest flaws. And
yep.
yeah. And I see that in Haley because I still cringe when I watch her a lot. I still feel like
really?
I do. And I think it's because I'm seeing things, I'm able to watch myself in her in a way that's safer than me trying to, the self-exploration we try and do when we work on ourselves.
Sure, sure. It's like looking through two mirrors instead of just one.
Totally. So I'm watching myself in her and I'm seeing the patterns of holding back communication, just fear, just like constant fear of doing the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing. I mean, I've grown a lot in my life in that realm, but I still have a long way to go. And I know that because Haley pisses me off so much. I'm watching it. I'm like, oh, why does it still bother me? That must mean I still God. Function from that place in a lot of ways. God dang it.
Oh,
yeah.
I think she's so like vulnerable and likable in these moments. We're like, she's jealous of a kid. She's jealous of an 18-year-old kid. And she's got the moxie to just say it.
Yeah.
Instead of be like, everything's fine. Everything's fine. She's just like, it's difficult to be around you and all these things happening in your orbit. Cause I don't want to say that it's stuff that I've lost out on, but it is.
Yeah.
You know, Haley won't ever get to go on a big tour while she's a young swinging single, you know, and no. kiss a different boy in a different town every night and stay out till 3 a.m. Like those are rites of passage that she is not going to go through by choice.
Yeah. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. Mm-hmm. And I see that a lot. Yeah, I see that with Haley. It is, there are those things that feel like they're rites of passage, but she said yes to some other things that were meaningful and gave her different insights in life and things that mm-hmm. felt like she just learned a lot of different stuff. But it is hard to look at the other side and not go, is the grass greener? Should I have? And don't we all do that? We all, well, whenever we've made a choice, don't we always turn around and go, but, you know, it's like Lot's wife in the Bible. She turned around, turned into a pillar of salt. She's like, should I go back? Boom. No.
No. Never.
You got to commit.
She's got this mother-in-law as an example, though. Like, for all my girlfriends that had kids in high school, because there were a number of them, they all get to be like hot chicks at 38, you know? Yeah. And then they've got like these 12 years later instead of the 12 years up front. And it's just a reversal of like, not 12, you look, 23 years, whatever. However long you want to be frisky. I just like that they stack it at the end as opposed to the beginning. And yeah, you're not going to miss out on it. You've just reordered which order you're going to do it in.
Yeah.
Haley could be on tour right now.
She could be
making terrible choices.
I don't know if that would make her life any better, but she certainly could be. Let's talk about, these are funny little random notes just to finish off the Haley topic. The sitting on that roundabout on the playground.
Oh, how was that?
I have such vertigo, like motion sickness really, really badly. And so I can't do things that spin at all. I actually dancing when I was younger because I just couldn't. I could do like jazz and sort of figure my way through like a turn. But if you ever go to, for anybody out there who has never been to a dance class, you start at one end of the room and you spin in a circle over and over and over until you're on the other side of the room. Yeah, I don't know. You don't get dizzy. You can spin around. You're good.
Girl, you can do Fosse. You're just not doing like what Twyla Tharp. Is that the one that's always spinning?
Yeah, right.
Martha Graham.
Yeah. Could you spin? No. Are you got no problem spinning or you get dizzy?
I don't have a problem spinning. No, I have sort of like, I won't go underwater because I don't like water being over my head. I have little stuff like that, but I.
You don't get
spinning
dizzy.
Spinning seems fine.
Well, that day.
I don't like drops.
Oh, yeah.
Like I don't.
No, you don't do roller coasters.
Sensory things. I get it. I knew a girl once that couldn't do somersaults because being upside down made her cry.
That's really funny. Being upside down.
She was on the
cry.
Cheerleading squad. They tried to make her do a somersault. She burst into tears and we were like,
this is strange.
No, spinning is a weird feeling. So how did they film that?
Well, I think they wanted me to do something else. I think they wanted us to be sitting on it and facing each other and talking and spinning. And it was like a whole thing where I was going to be running around spinning with him and then jump on. And they wanted to have us have this conversation with the thing spinning, which also felt weird because I was like, well, that's not really the moment. It's not the mood anyway, but.
No, it's that 70s show with like the camera in the middle with all the background
so
spinning.
Weird. I think that's kind of what they wanted. Something like that. Cause there were some stylized moments in the episode, but I just said, guys, I can't. So we ended up just laying down on this thing and you can see it.
It looks great.
I'm turning it and I'm controlling it with my feet so that if we start going too fast, I can slow down.
Oh, it looked like so serene and sweet.
It was fun. I also was sick. I think I caught Sophia's cold from the last episode. I don't know if you heard that.
But I loved that moment.
Yeah, it was
that
nice.
Moment of where everyone's been lying to Jamie for so long. And Haley finally tells him, your Grandpa Dan's a bad guy.
Yeah.
It was so simple and clean and loving, but necessary.
Yeah.
What a hard thing to have to tell a kid.
And how satisfying that then she gets to go up on the roof and throw water balloons at him with
Peyton. So great. Okay, so hold on. What the f*** was going on? Was I in front of a green screen at some point?
Why?
Did you notice anything weird about that
your
scene?
Your footage? Yeah, your coverage was weird.
Either we ran out of daylight and they were making fake daylight so that it looked like the background was lit up, but the foreground wasn't, or it was a green screen. I can't tell what's going on. But then there was another point where I think Quentin was in front of a green screen.
Oh.
Like, there were a couple parts. You guys at home, send us messages if you noticed those. There's some, like, weird parts that felt like they were shot after the fact. But I loved being on top of Karen's with you. I remember that scene, like, yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
Because it was like, I remember not really knowing how to do the whole, like, no, don't jump. You're going to be okay.
Because it was so, no, you pulled it off though, because it was so silly. Like, since when is Haley somebody that anyone has to worry about? Millicent's like, Haley looks depressed and she went up to the roof. What? What?
But that's what, I think I was being told, like, no, you have to play it like it's real. And I remember being like, but.
So I'm saying melodramatic. This
I don't
episode.
Think so, guys.
I'm glad you did that. And how many times did it take to get that water balloon at Paul's feet? I feel like it was a lot. I feel like, and because the sidewalk had to be dried off every time they would splash the water balloon and it didn't hit
the
in the right place.
Flamethrower. Remember they used the flamethrower to evaporate the water on the sidewalk?
I didn't remember that.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's fun.
Flamethrower. Yeah, if you need water to disappear real quick, and just get a flamethrower.
Let me go. I'll go get mine out of my garage. BRB.
Those poor people that lived across from us. Boo hiss.
Endless entertainment. Well, the last thing we didn't hit is mouth. And I love him. I always love mouth. He's always just doing the right thing. Gosh darn it. He's just always doing the right thing.
I mean, not always. He's bad with like hot chicks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grown up mouth is doing the right thing. I loved that he knew full well he had that footage. Ooh, he knew he had that footage.
And put his job in jeopardy. Because he wouldn't
Which is
ruin
dumb.
Lucas. No, it's Lucas's legacy. I mean, once something's on tape, it's out there forever.
No, I'm saying it's dumb that they like were upset with him for not getting that.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I get it. As a job, as a boss, you're like, I'm going to give you a chance. Go out there and get something great. And if the person I sent out to get something great at a basketball game that could have been kind of boring anyway happens to be there when one of the biggest fights breaks out and it's this massive deal and everybody's talking about it and he didn't get any footage, fired.
But I can't believe Lucas isn't fired. An adult grabbing a kid?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that should have been where was Barry Corbin for that? We needed a Whitey comeback.
That's a Dan Scott move.
Oh, good call. Yeah, throwing fits when things don't go your way and everybody else has to suffer.
Mm. Screaming at the kids.
I wonder if that'll come up.
Oh, Dan. Why was Dan's suit so big in this episode?
Yeah, you're so right. He did.
He was wearing like three sizes too big. And I was like, are they trying to make it look like he's like getting smaller because his heart's failing or like what?
Which is hilarious because Paul is so large. He's such a big dude that
how do you get clothes too big for him?
Guess what I mean? Yes. He has trouble enough getting clothes that will fit.
It did look like a little kid. So with Jamie wearing his oversized suit and then Dan wearing his oversized suit, maybe that's why I felt like Dan was really just like a 5-year-old.
Yes.
Like they're both just kind of shuffling around. My hair's in my face. Wonka wonka. No, well, we can't end without talking about my honorable mention is that creepy doll that plays catatonic baby Angie.
I have in my notes, creepy silicone baby Angie.
You guys, baby Angie is this beautiful little girl with like beautiful silky curly hair and pretty little lips and like the cutest little nose. And not only did we use one of those nasty lint-covered silicone hospital dolls that people use for
filming.
It didn't
even look like they'd brushed off the lint.
Girl, they did multiple close-ups of it. Why would you get a close-up of that thing?
Nobody was like, do we have any masking tape around here? We can just like pick some of this lint off the baby's face. What happened?
No, nobody thought like maybe we should keep this out of focus, you know? Like... See Brooke's hand on a little chest or something, or even just like Brooke holding like a little hand, maybe a little silicone hand wouldn't have looked as weird, but like all the veins are protruding in this thing and it's got all sunken eyeballs and
it's awful.
It looks horrible.
Awful. Yeah.
Was this a Halloween episode? When did this air? May 12th. Womp womp.
I'm excited for Skills and Deb. I can't wait to see how that starts to unfold. That was a really fun surprise. Mm-hmm. Probably my favorite moment from the episode. Can't wait to see that.
I remember thinking it was totally unreasonable at the time.
Yeah.
Like, Deb date a 22-year-old, but what's the youngest you've kissed?
Ooh. Well, the youngest age difference.
Uh-huh.
I guess I think I was 36 or 37, and I was snogging on a 23-year-old.
See, it's like the same age difference.
Yeah,
I think it's sexy. Listen, I love a gap. You know what I mean? I've been locked down since I, you know, was what, 26?
Yeah, but you got your age gap there.
I have to live vicariously through you. So just keep going.
I love that for Deb.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's texting all her girlfriends from college being like, guess what?
Yeah. I also love that. But, you know, she did. Her first reaction was, this can't happen. You saw, like, I can't believe I showed you my, no, absolutely not. You know, I mean, at least she had the first appropriate reaction. And then she was like, well, I mean, you are legal. Like, okay.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com. Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? So I saw that Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAPI-owned brands right now online and in-store.
I love that. For the entire month of May, join Macy's in supporting AAPI-owned fashion brands. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month.
Plus, you can help to support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to AAPI scholarships.
AAPI is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students.
So join us by rounding up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support AAPI scholars and educational nonprofit.
Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler Sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture. They make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
All right, where are we at with fan questions here? We got a couple to jump into.
Yeah, Catherine wants to know, can you explain what it means when you say that people have chemistry? Mm. Which couple do you think had the most on-screen chemistry? I guess that really is like a...
subjective.
Like an industry term that can kind of seem pretentious and weird if you don't work in film or...
Isn't it vague, though? It's the same. Like, you can see it in a room with people. You can see it in a room with people. You just look at two people talking, and there's some people that when they talk together, when the way that they light up, when they speak mm-hmm. to each other, the way that their body language connects, you're like, oh, they've got a good, there's like sparks flying.
Yeah, but it's not like a thing that people applaud in other industries. It's not like you'll see two teachers who are like, everyone else in the staff room's like, they have wonderful chemistry. The way in our industry, it's like the only thing that matters.
Yep, true.
That chemistry is marvelous. Look at those chemists with their fabulous chemistry.
Their emotional chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it is.
I think as an actor, when you're a little tiny baby actor, I think it happens accidentally sometimes. Like you just find energies that match yours in a way where, you know, people talk about like higher vibration, where it's like you're just in somebody's space and all of a sudden things start clicking and the language happens so easily and the banter's really nice and you're able to create eye contact that's not creepy. It's actually like lovely. And then you keep doing it over and over again, and it sort of becomes like a muscle memory. And then you're able to manufacture that with whoever you're hired to work with. You know, it's our job to create chemistry. And there's nothing more infuriating than when you just can't.
Just can't. You know, that made me, what you just said made me think of chemistry isn't always... It's not always a good reaction, but there's a strong reaction. So it doesn't necessarily even have to be two people whose energy matches and they get along. Like it could be two people who really can't stand each other, but the combination of their respective
aggression,
emotions around each other creates a reaction that is interesting to watch. And I think it's chemistry really just has to do with interest. There's something about the way that these two people interact with each other that makes me want to watch it more than the way they may interact with other people. And it's kind of just like an it factor where you don't really know how to...
You can't predict it.
You can't. Like, you can try and manufacture it. That is our job. But it's not all... It doesn't always work.
No.
And sometimes it's so easy.
It's surprising to me, some of the people that I'm really, really good friends with and who I enjoy, who I have zero screen chemistry with.
Mm.
And I've been shocked in the past. Like, oh, I really thought that we were gonna light this up.
Yeah.
We didn't.
Totally.
We did it. But I remember doing that episode of Dawson's Creek with Chad, and everyone kept telling me, you two have amazing chemistry.
Wow.
And that was not something that anyone had ever said to me as a VJ, right?
Yeah.
And I was deeply offended because in my mind, I thought they were saying, you should break up with your boyfriend and date Chad.
Oh.
And I was like, there is just no motherfucking way that's going to happen. But what they really meant was like, you two just have a thing. Yeah, just there's a thing that's neat to watch.
It's interesting.
And that was probably part of the reason that I got Peyton as a part, because they were like, you know who we should call? That bitchy Burton girl. Because she likes to keep him on his toes. Like, she'll cackle in his face.
Yeah.
Who do you think you've had the most chemistry with in your career?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's the same. I mean, what you just said about people that you were on set with that you felt like for sure you were going to have great chemistry with, and then you ended up not. I've had those in my life. I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there who are going to be mad if I don't say James Lafferty.
I know. Listen, you guys, stop being so judgmental. Let her answer the question.
When I was doing Pearson, I really loved working with Morgan Spector, and I felt like we had really good chemistry. It was so easy. I felt like in a lot of ways we were kind of reading each other's minds in the scene, like where the other person was going to go and how we were going to, just even body movements. It felt so natural that it was surprising, and it worked really well because they're two characters who were supposed to be having an affair with each other. So that was, that felt great. I don't know. It's hard for me to judge when I watch it, who I'm like, oh, I have great chemistry with that person. Although Andrew Walker is another person I know for sure. I love him and we have great chemistry. What about you?
I mean, for me, graduating from One Tree Hill.
Yeah.
Where it was such an important training ground for us. Because we had to create, you didn't. You were with Nathan the whole time. I had to create chemistry with a number of different people. And it's a skill that you practice. But then when I went to White Collar, it wasn't even just chemistry with Matt Bomer, because every scene was like a group scene. Mm-hmm. It was the chemistry with Matt, Tim DeKay, and Willie Garson all at the same time, mm-hmm. where it was so fast paced.
Yeah.
And I felt so like safe to experiment there that felt electric. I'd never been anyone's Gal Friday before. And that felt like, I mean, I was breathless going home from work every day because I was just like, this is it, man. Cool.
Yes.
That kind of chemistry.
Yeah, where it's not even just one person. Sometimes you get just the right combination in a room.
Yeah.
The right combination of compounds, man, in one vial and pa-pow.
Bam.
Great question, Catherine.
That really was. I guess I'd never thought about it.
Me either. Well, let's spin a wheel.
Yeah. While we're spinning the wheel, I told you my honorable mention. What was yours?
I mean, I would make it the doctor, but we talked so much about him. But he's really great.
He seemed honorable, Joy.
Honorable. The honorable Chris Beatham. We miss you. We wish we could have had more of you.
Right. Yeah, and we didn't get to work with him.
Not at all. What the hell?
Bum out. All right. This week we have a most likely to...
Oh, Lord. Most likely to move back in with their parents.
I mean, Nathan and Haley are living with Deb, but I guess she moved back in with them, right? And then, like, Lucas is still in his childhood bedroom.
Which also, by the way, we didn't talk about the fact that when the show opened after the montage, Skills is just hanging out in Lucas's bedroom, and he's watching his computer, which now we know what he was watching. But also, like, do grown men who are not romantically interested in each other hang out in each other's bedrooms?
No.
That doesn't seem realistic.
Not when there's like a living room or a kitchen with a table and chairs.
Yeah, it was just such a high school move. I was like, why y'all in Lucas's bedroom? I mean, okay, but like, that just seems unrealistic.
I didn't even realize it was Lucas's bedroom. I was like, what is this weird office space they're in? I thought it was at the school, like a lounge.
Yeah, because they were having like a basketball meeting, it seemed like, but it was in his bedroom. I don't know.
Look, Nathan is the one that has moved in and out of his mommy and daddy's houses and like lived with them off and on forever.
Nathan.
Say Nathan.
Yeah.
But what about in real life? In real life is most likely... I mean, Sophia's on a vacation with her parents right now.
Yeah.
She's traveling with her mom and dad. And she lives like close-ish to them. Yeah. I would say she sees her parents.
She does, but it's not a lot. There's a stigma about moving back in with your parents. And I don't think that... She doesn't fit that at all. But I don't know people in real life.
In with their parents.
I'm having a hard time.
I am too.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking.
Well, everyone's such consummate professionals.
Who would move back into their childhood home?
There, that's good. You?
Yeah. That's I would. Oh, man. If I could buy my old house on Ithaca.
Yes. Do you just listen to that Miranda Lambert song and just cry?
All the fucking time. Joy, every time I go home, I drive past my old house and I keep hoping that they're like outside so I can be like, who?
I thought if I could touch this place or feel it.
May I come in?
She replays the whole song.
I would fucking love to go back and buy my old house. Yeah, oh, Jeffrey too. Would be so mad. Baby, guess what I did?
Oh, great. Another place to live. Fantastic.
It's just chain link
fences. One more place to take care of.
Vinyl siding. It's all that Americana shit that I love.
Great. Well, here's to that. I hope it happens for you. That would be fun. And it's fun to have. Guys, the next episode is season 5, episode 18. What comes after the blues? I don't know. I guess we're going to find out.
It's a finale, right? Season 5 finale?
Does Dan's heart finally get picked up by this dog?
Yeah, we're going to get heart confetti that we can all throw together. All right, bye, guys.
It's in the mail. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.